I have recently been traveling round the world on your behalf and at your expense, visiting some of the chaps with whom I hope to be shaping your future. I went first to Germany for the Bundeswehr League, and there I spoke to the German Foreign Minister, Herr... and there... words in our respective languages. So precious little came of that in the way of understanding. I would, however, emphasize that the little that did come of it was indeed truly precious. I then went on to America. And now I had talks with a young, vigorous president. Of that great country and dance with his very lovely lady wife. We talked of many things, including Great Britain's position in the world as some kind of an honest broker. And I agreed with him when he said that no nation could be more honest. And he agreed with me, and I chaffed him and said, no nation could be a broker. This kind of genial, statesmanlike banter often went on late into the night. Now, while I was abroad, I was very moved to receive letters from people in distress all over the country. One in particular from an old age pensioner in Fife is indelibly printed on my memory. Let me read it to you. It reads, dear Prime Minister, I am an old age pensioner in Fife, living on a fixed income of some £2.07 a week. This is not enough. What do you of the Conservative Party proposed to do about it? Well, let me say right away, Mrs. McFarlane, as one Scottish old age pensioner to another, be of good cheer. There are many people in this country today who are far worse off than yourself. And it is the policy of the Conservative Party to see that this position is maintained. Now I I see the sands of time are drawing all too rapidly to a close. I leave you with that grand old Celtic saying, which is so popular up there. Good night, and may God be with thee.